Trump administration officials have been hosing down the White House's inflammatory language against Iran after the president's earlier warning that Tehran faced a great force and its official end if it threatened US interests. Donald Trump's rhetoric had some fearing it was the drumbeat to war, but senior officials now say the threat posed by Iran has been put on hold. Nick Grimm reports.
In the United States, it's Congress that can declare war, not the White House. And lawmakers wanted an explanation from Donald Trump's administration about why it's been running hot and cold on Iran. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham probably said it best.
So here's what I told the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State. If there's an attack on American interests personnel in Iraq or anywhere else directed by the Ayatollah and his henchmen, and you don't respond, your ass will be up here explaining to us why he let them kill Americans and get away with it.
The US has been sending B-52 bombers and warships to the region as the president has tweeted threats of destruction towards the Iranians. But Donald Trump has also acknowledged he's seen nothing to indicate Iran is planning anything. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the on-again-off-again talk of war has been about deterring Iran from contemplating anything to harm U.S. interests.
First, we shared with both the House and the Senate our strategic campaign, the effort to push back against Iran's malign activity, 40 years of terrorist activity. And we walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
The acting Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, telling congressmen and women the U.S. has been acting on credible intelligence of a threat to the U.S., but now that threat has passed and it's time for everyone to just take a deep breath.
Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. We do not want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war. We're not about going to war. This is about continuing to protect our interests in the Middle East and conducting the missions that we are there to perform.
The apparent climb down by President Trump and his team, not at all lost on the Iranians themselves. President Hassan Rouhani.
The White House announces that Iranians should fear an imminent war. But 2 hours later, after pressure from the Pentagon, the US president is coming out to apologise and to say that we have no intention to go to war, that we never had any intention to fight the Iranian people.
Tensions have been growing since Donald Trump last year withdrew the United States from the Obama-era nuclear deal with Iran, which had provided Iran with relief from international sanctions in return for limiting the scope of its nuclear program. This month, the president took a further step, restoring full sanctions on Iran's oil trade. Iran has since been blamed for orchestrating attacks on 4 oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week, as well as drone attacks on 2 Saudi oil pumping stations carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. But in Washington, Democrats like Senator Chris Murphy want to know how the Trump administration plans to negotiate a better deal with Iran.
There was no effort to lay out a thoughtful interdepartmental strategy for how this is ultimately going to wind up in a better deal being signed by the Iranians than was signed by the Obama administration.
It comes as a new Reuters Ipsos poll has shown 39% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's handling of Iran, but a large number, 49%, disapprove. The latter view shared by the independent senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
But let me just say, I worry very much that intentionally or unintentionally, we can create a situation in which a war will take place. And let me tell you, I think when you do that, you're talking about a war that will go on and on and on.
Today's poll also showing 51% of Americans believe that the United States will go to war with Iran sometime within the next few years. That's up 8% since this time last year.
Nick Grimm with that report.